You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Hey, happy Sunday morning to everyone out there. I'm Kathy Quinn. And today, of course, it is KC Forum. Every single Sunday right here, public affairs with an entertaining spin. I can't believe it's November. Oh my goodness, the months and months just fly by. And it's almost Thanksgiving. We just had Halloween, all sorts of things. And well, here we go. Another show today. We are going to talk about, we'll be talking to an artist who is doing very, very well now, but for a long time she lived in a very bad domestic abusive situation, and now she is using her artwork to give back to the people that helped her at Safe Home. We'll find out all about that and how you can find out about Eugenia Ortiz. Yeah, we'll be talking to her in a little while. Treats for the Troops. It's all about the old Halloween candy and how you can help our troops overseas. Dr. Gregory Stivers is going to be holding a very special celebration for the troops, and it all involves your old Halloween candy. First up, Jenna Castanon, and she's with the Prizen, and we've had her on before talking about identity theft. And with Halloween just passed just a few days ago, we wanted to talk about ghosting, but it has nothing to do with candy and little goblins, but a lot about trick and treating and a lot of tricking. Right, Jana?
Yes, and it is probably one of the most invasive types of identity theft that could happen. Ghosting is the identity theft of a loved one who has just passed. And, you know, you are going through the grieving process already, and added to that the stress of having to clear your loved one's name. It's just the worst possible thing that could happen.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it. You know, you, as you said, you're grieving, you're trying to get through this, and then all of a sudden, boom. So isn't it important when something like this happens, there are steps that you need to take in order to ensure that this doesn't happen?
I know it, and it is scary to think of how often it happens. You know, there are 2.5 million fraudulent identities taken every year from somebody who has passed.
Oh.
That is a huge number.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and you don't expect it. You feel that people have feelings, and no, they don't have any feelings. They don't have any sort of limits, do they?
They do not. So what is really important to do first off is to call the Social Security Administration and notify them of the passing. It is important that those Social Security checks are stopped and that Social Security number is placed on a deceased status.
I was going to say, too, because why? Because they take that Social Security number. You know, the crooks, the criminals are looking through the newspaper. Okay, so-and-so, Jana Castanon, her father has died. So they're going to find out what, maybe, you know, with the Social Security number, and they're going to be able to use it without you even knowing.
Exactly. So, again, when you're putting information into that obituary, make it as general as possible. You know, don't use birth dates, don't use mother's maiden names or any other type of identifying information that they can use to create a profile for you. So just be as with your own identity, be careful what you're putting out there for people to see. Another thing that people need to do is immediately contact credit card companies and banks and insurance companies and make sure that they are notified of the passing. You don't want to forget about that and have somebody being able to create a false driver's license, mm-hmm. or some type of identification to get in there and get those funds. Close out the driver's license. You know, call the driver's license bureau and make sure that driver's license is canceled. So just be very mindful of where that person's identity has been and make sure that you're closing out those accounts. And know what their accounts are. You might want to get on the www.annualcreditreport.com, which is a free credit report government-sponsored site, and pull a copy of that credit card, pull a copy of that credit statement.
When you're contacting, do you need anything special?
You could usually get onto the annualcreditreport.com if you have the identifying information of the person who has passed. If not, you can notify them in writing or through their website and request a copy of that credit report.
You know, and nowadays it's so fast. They can just go online when they say they just steal, you know, a credit card from you. For instance, we had a story in the news a couple weeks ago where somebody had their wallet stolen. I mean, within 15 minutes, they had already charged up $2,000.
I know. And I know this is a little off the subject, Kathy, but I think it's important to bring up. A lot of collection companies will go after a family member of a deceased person to try to collect a debt. It is important for those people to understand that they are not liable for that debt at all unless they were a joint owner on that account.
Okay, that's very, very good to know. You know, because here you once again, you're in this state of shock, grief, mm-hmm. that type of thing. Oh, okay. Just a minute. Let me write you a check. No. Okay. That's good to know, Jana. All right.
Right.
So,
and it is so invasive that they say things like, oh, your loved one would want this debt paid. He really wanted to pay this. And to, you know, the manipulation is just wrong.
And so obviously you've heard many stories like this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes. So we want to make sure people are not victims of ghosting, G-H-O-S-T-I-N-G, ghosting. They can go onto your website, find out more, find out about that. I cannot believe it's 2.5 million identities are taken every year. I can't believe it. With dead people.
Yes, and over $5 billion it's costing American taxpayers.
Okay. All right, so we know what we've got to do, make sure that everybody knows that the person has died. And I think the obituary, I mean, I've read obituaries where you could just pretty much know everything about the person.
Mm-hmm. Where they were born, the state that they were born, where they went to school, you know, all of that information can be used against you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, why don't you give us your website so folks can look this up?
Folks can go to our website, www.apprisen.com. That's APPRISEN. While you're there, sign up for our monthly Money Minute.
Oh, and one thing I was going to ask you, too, talking about credit reports, how important is it to order that report?
Everybody should have looked at their credit report within the last year. You are entitled by law for one credit report from each of the three credit agencies once a year. So I would suggest today go into annualcreditreport.com, pull up an Equifax. 4 months from now, pull up an Experian. 4 months after that, pull up a TransUnion. So every 4 months, you are looking at that credit report to see what is on there. And oftentimes, that's the only way that you're going to know whether you have been a victim of identity theft.
Oh, excellent. Very good advice. Jana Castanon from Apprisen, thank you so very much. And I know we'll have you back in the future because you just help us out. You just kind of, it's kind of a fog, and then you come in and kind of clear it up for us.
My pleasure, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
If you've just tuned in, you are going to find out all about Treats for Our Troops Celebration. I have Ginger Stiver on the line, and this is kind of an exciting thing. Treats for Our Troops. Ginger, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Very well. You know, it's Sunday, and I can't believe we're already into November. And, of course, you know, you love it when you talk about our troops and you and your husband, of course, he is a dentist, Gregory Stiver, and you've put something together. Let's talk about how Treats for Our Troops has come together.
It's really kind of an interesting story, and it really kind of evolved. And it evolved from Halloween and the problem that we're facing regarding childhood obesity. So my husband and I are always looking for ways to get kids to eat less candy, less sugar. And Operation Gratitude has been running a Treats for the Troop program for many years. They work tirelessly year-round. This is a nonprofit organization. And they work year-round to raise items that the troops need to operate and function better overseas in places like Afghanistan. And actually, what they use the Halloween candy for is it's used as a tool that they use to foster community relationships with the local children. And it's also given to people, you know, as money in exchange for information about where landmines are and where the enemy troop positions are. So this candy actually saves lives.
Wow.
It saves limbs. It offers very important intelligence for them to accomplish their goal overseas, which in turn then keeps us safe here at home. So it's such a great organization. And the dentists have been involved for many years. And usually we, you know, collect some candy and send it off and we're done with it. But this year I was talking to Todd, who's the general manager of Jack Stack Private Dining. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, it'd be really fun to make this a bigger event this year. And he said, well, why don't, you know, he offered to give me their entire space, which, you know, how popular and in-demand Jack Stack barbecue is. He offered to give us their entire space, you know, to utilize for this event. And so then we started talking about, you know, gosh, I wonder if we could feed some military families. And then it just evolved into this huge event where now we're opening it up to the general public and we're inviting everybody out to Jack Stack next Thursday from 4 to 7 to have some barbecue, and we're asking everybody to bring all their leftover Halloween candy. Surely by now, parents, you must be sick of your kids being all sugared up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're encouraging the kids to share their candy, to bring it with them. Kids can get into the event free just by bringing their leftover Halloween candy.
Oh my gosh.
We're asking all the adults to donate $10 because this helps pay for the shipping of all this candy overseas. And while you're out there, everybody will be able to make gratitude cards. We'll include those in the boxes to send to the troops. We've got lots of fun things for the kids to do. We're also going to have a wonderful gourmet, healthy chocolate buffet where we can introduce people to an alternative to sugary treats. There actually are healthy alternatives out there that are even diabetic friendly. So for those of you that are looking for a healthy chocolate alternative, we can stuff you up on that as well. So lots of fun stuff going on. So we're pretty excited. And that all started out with just me collecting a few pounds of candy to send off to the
troops. Oh my goodness. And it just snowballed.
Like in the last week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is happening Thursday, November 7th from 4 to 7, and it is in Martin City?
Martin City. Mm-hmm. It's Jack Stack Private Dining Room. It's located 13645 Holmes Road, and it's real easy to find. Most people, it's just south of the restaurant itself.
And there's a number if they'd like more information. It's 913-530-3608, and they can call and find out about that. Now, Dr. Stiver is out in Martin City. Is that close to where his office is?
It's actually in the adjacent parking lot.
Okay.
Able to communicate back and forth.
Okay. So we're talking.
Set your dental appointment up while you're out
right.
there. Maybe get your teeth checked.
Oh, that's cute. So we're talking about a family event, Treats for Our Troops Celebration, Saving Limbs and Saving Lives. And in the past, when I've done stories and talked to folks and interviewed them, troops who have come back, when they get those packages, those care packages, that is the highlight for many of those guys and gals.
You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and I was talking with him about what our idea was. And we hadn't even evolved into this big event with Jack Stack yet. I was just talking to him about how we collect the candy. And he started crying. And like this guy, you know, I had never met him before. And he said, you know, I've been to Afghanistan twice. He said, my brother is currently in Afghanistan. And he goes, you have no idea how much that means to us that you're doing that. And, you know, Kathy, I've never really done anything like that before. I've always participated in things other people have done. And now this just kind of happened. But I have to tell you, it does feel good. And I consider this such an opportunity. And so our goal is to have enough people participate in this event that we can raise enough money that we can also feed 100 military families free of charge that day. So
wow. That's
our goal. So we need lots of people, you know, donating to the event. We're asking for business sponsors as well. You can go to our facebook.com/OperationGratitudeKC page and like us and call me if you want to, you know, participate, because I think this is a great event. I think it's a meaningful event. I can't think of anything more than serving the people who serve us so well every day.
Oh, that's just fabulous. And you didn't realize, you know, getting involved in something like this just grew so much. Oh, my gosh. My gosh, 100 families. That's fabulous. Okay, so one more time, the phone number for folks out there if they'd like to get involved, find out more.
913-530-3608, and you're calling me directly, Ginger.
Okay, and Miss Ginger Stiver, Mrs. Ginger Stiver, Dr. Stiver's wife, what's the number? Hey, let's just go ahead. You want to make a dental appointment? What's your husband's number?
So Dr. Greg Stiver's number is 816-941-7788. And they're an awesome place.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful. Thank you, Ginger, so very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate this so much. Have a great day.
You too. Stay with us. We got more.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
It's something none of us like to think about. But have you ever wondered what might happen to your home, to your finances, or even to your loved ones if you should die? Though we don't like to think about it, it's something we need to plan for just in case. Quinn and Quinn PC Law Firm of Kansas City can help. With a combined 68 years of experience in probate and estate planning, Quinn and Quinn Attorneys at Law can answer your questions about estate planning. Maybe you need a will or a trust. Let our experience work for you in this most crucial area of your life. Call 816-444-7474 for a consultation. 816-444-7474, and let Quinn and Quinn's experience work for you. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Hey, if you guys have just tuned in, you're listening to KC Forum. Yes, you are, and I have a very special guest with me today, Eugenia Ortiz, and I met her most recently because I noticed a most gorgeous bracelet you were wearing, Eugenia. It was absolutely gorgeous, and when you said, I made this bracelet. Oh my goodness. Yes. So you are an artist, but you have different mediums that you work in. And I just happen to love jewelry. And then you pointed me over to your gorgeous paintings and different artwork that you do. Oh my goodness. First of all, are you from Kansas City?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, but I've been in Kansas for 21 years.
Oh my goodness.
So I've been here quite a while, but recently I've been traveling back and forth to LA quite a bit, and it's pulling me back, but, you know, I'll still keep my roots here in Kansas City.
We'll keep you here. We're going to keep you here. Now, tell us a bit about what your mission as an artist is, because there's so many different styles that different people do, but you seem to be all over. You have so many different ways you express yourself.
Right. I mean, I just really can't pick one thing, and I don't see why I have to. And, you know, it just, I go with the flow. Whatever, I just feel guided by, you know, God, the universe, whoever, that energy. I just, my intuition primarily, and I just go with that flow, and I create whether I feel it needs to be, you know, a sculpture or a painting or a three-dimensional painting. I just go with that flow. My work is about changing your patterns of behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, things that aren't working for you. You know, let go of regret and hate and anger and break that up and allow the beauty and the light that you are to shine through. That is what my work is about.
Oh, my God.
Breaking up things and just letting who you are come out. And it's just like the greatness that you can create.
So much
can come out of your life once you let go of those things.
Let me ask you then, if people are listening right now and they'd like to look you up online or they'd like to see some of your work, where would you recommend them going?
I recommend they go to my website, which is EugenaOrtizArt.com. It's EugenaOrtizArt.com. And they can also check out another website, artla.com/Eugenia, E-U-G-E-N-I-A. And they can check out some of my work there as well. And I have a show currently at the Arts Council, and that's at 908 Grand on the 10th floor. Mm-hmm. And I have another show at Range Purinton Babcock Wealth Management, and that goes through the end of November. All that information is on my website. It's energetic. That's what's happening. It is energy. It is how I interpret and feel energy. I put it on canvas as a visual language of what I'm trying to express.
You know how lucky you are, and how fortunate you are, though, that you can do it in so many different ways.
I'm very lucky and blessed, and I'm very, very thankful. I say that humbly. I'm so thankful.
And I think you're succeeding. You're succeeding.
I am. I mean, I live by this. This is what I have done in my life. Like, this is it. This is real. You can create your life.
I think what's beautiful, too, about it, on one of your exhibits, you have actually helped women with Safe Home. Talk about that.
Right. I mean, I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and what I want women to know is, like, they can make it on their own. You don't need anyone. Mm-hmm. You can do it on your own. You have the power within you. You need to trust and keep your eye on the goal. I think that's what I want people to know. Keep your eye on the goal, because you will make it. The universe, just everything falls into place so that you will have what you desire. And I'm living that dream. I'm living all the things that I had desired years ago when life was really, really hard. I mean, it was tough. It was a struggle. It was the hardest thing. But you know what? I knew one day I would get to the point where I don't ever have to worry again, ever. And I'm here at this moment now when I was in that situation. I always knew that I was supposed to do something else, but my light within it was dimming. It was dying. I felt like I was dying inside. And it's just like it came to a point where something snapped in me. Like, now you can't live like this anymore. It's time for change. And I took that step. And it was hard and it was scary, living moment to moment, not knowing what was going to happen. But, you know, and not having a place to go. I mean, I don't have any family here in Kansas City. I went to Safe Home. They took me in. They helped me. And it was a scary time in my life. I would call it hell on earth. Mm. But I just kept my eye on the goal. I went back to graduate school, and I got my graduate degree. I was a single mom in graduate school and going through a high-conflict divorce. Awful experience. But you know what? I made it.
Ah.
It is the moment is here now that I have been waiting for. And it's like the universe aligned itself. It's like magic is happening. Just because you were living one way before doesn't mean that you cannot completely change your life 180 degrees. It's amazing. And I want people to know that.
And by seeing your artwork, they'll see the as I said, the progressive, the energy. I mean, energy really is an excellent
yeah.
way to describe your work.
Right. Yes, that's what it is. And the way I see it, whatever energy you put out there in the universe, you're going to get it right back. You're a magnet to whatever it is that you're putting out there. If you're putting fear out there, you're going to get that back. Mm-hmm. You're going to end up with, you know, negative situations. You put out anger, you're going to encounter angry people because you're an energetic match.
Eugenia, you're really inspiring folks out there. We get a lot of women who listen to the radio show. Maybe they're in a situation that you had been in. That light that you saw in your darkest moment, was it what, your son that kept you going? What was it for these women out there who might be kind of down and depressed and think they can't do anything?
You know, it was, yeah, I always wanted a better life for my son, but it is something within me. It is something that I was able to learn to listen to and just follow. It's an intuition. It's a guidance. You can feel it within you. You have a knowing. I think that everybody should follow that knowing because everybody knows exactly what they have to do because everybody has a purpose on this planet. They all have a life purpose. And it's just a matter of listening to that. And I knew that following art, that was my purpose. That's what I had to do.
Gosh.
I had to do that, and I knew that my work would just be one day flourish, and I would have everything that I can for my son.
Mm-hmm.
A home, a great school for him. He wants to learn how to make robots. He's amazing at that. He's amazing. This kid builds the greatest things out of Legos, and he wants to build robots to help people. And now I'm going to do that for him. I'm going to get him in a school that will teach him how to make robots so that he can help people.
He's getting it from his mama, I think, huh?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the other thing. It's like you have to help people. Mm-hmm. You have to give. And the more I get, the more I will give. And that's just the way I want to live my life. And I want to teach my son to do that.
What an inspiration you are for men, women out there who may be in a situation, obviously, that, you know, they're stuck. They feel like they're stuck in a situation. And look,
yes.
Look what's happened to you. I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're stuck. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It's breaking that up. Break that up. Let it go. I have learned that everything that has happened to me to this point is perfect. And it will always be perfect because it has made me the person that I am. Had I not gone through all of those experiences, whether somebody says they're negative or positive, all of them, if I had not gone through all of them, I would not be the person that I am right now.
And for folks out there who would like to find out more about you, they can go once again to, I'm going to spell it, EugeniaOrtizArt.com. Find out all about you. It's incredible where you've been and where you've come to and where you're going to go. My goodness, who knows? Who knows?
Oh, everywhere, because I want to help the world. Like, I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to take that on.
Imagine having your artwork shown, but you actually have two areas where it's being shown. That's quite an accomplishment.
Right. Thank you. Well, there's actually another one where that has my sculptures. It's at an architecture firm. I can't remember the name. It's at 908 Broadway. And you can see my sculptures from the window. So I'm just basically talking about the paintings, but the sculptures are in another area. So there's three places right now. Information is on my website on the news tab, and you can just check the addresses there and, you know, Google it.
There is no limit to what people can do.
It's amazing. Just get clear on what you want. Let go of the past, see it as all as perfect, and move forward. And know and trust that everything is working out perfectly.
You are wonderful. Thank you so much. I know you're busy.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, big hug for your son.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That is it for us again this weekend. Thank you so much. Remember, tune in next Sunday, 6:30 to 7 in the morning on this radio station. And if you miss it, go to fox4kc.com/KC Forum. All righty, Katie Connors, thank you. Your executive producer, the elders allowing us to use their music as our bumper music. Ed Walker, we love you, getting us on the air. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.